So I want to touch base with you tonight on in Revelation, I think it's 15:2. Revelation 15:2, it talks about a sea like glass that was seen, and it said that the people that were on it, or some versions I've seen, it says they stand beside it, were victorious over the mark of the beast. So you can look that up, study it over a little bit. It's in Revelation 15:2 is a chapter. And I'm going to be doing a little bit more over the Mark of the Beast. Thought I'd just put out a video because it's been a little bit. I've been busy with stuff right now going on and everything. So, anyways, I thought I'd give you something to look up and, you know, study over if you wanted to. You ain't got to. It's whatever you want to do. But I just thought it was interesting that it talks about how, you know, the Christians were victorious over the Mark of the Beast. So, it tells you right there that, you know, we will be here when the mark of the beast and all that comes about, because we, you know, the key word there is victorious. So we're going to have to be here to be able to be victorious over the mark of the beast. So I thought that was interesting. You know, a lot of people, you don't hear a lot of pastors, you don't hear a lot of Christians, people really ever touch base on that scripture. I came across it several years ago. It's been a couple of years ago when I was studying Revelation, and I came across that scripture, and I thought, you know, you never hear nobody talk about this scripture. So I've been kind of pointing it out on Facebook, posting it every now and then, and I thought I would make a podcast over it. So just look up Revelation 15:2, study it a little bit, and I'm going to be putting out a little bit more over the mark of the beast here soon. So God bless. Everybody have a good night.